Are you the pit? This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Are you the pit? Fruit has pits. Apricots have pits, and various other fruits have pits, plums and what have you. And these pits are very important, really. They're the seed from which a new plant will grow, having many pieces of fruit on it. But are you the pit? Are you the seed from which a plant will grow to bear many fruits? Or are you not the pit? Are you the empty one? So many of us go around through life thinking that we can just ignore the world that we've created about us. And we've created a world about us that is very fascinating. Now, I was talking to Rhonda, and she was saying that her life is okay, but it's not as happy as it could be. And I said, well, what are you creating in your life? What kind of people do you create in your life? What kind of people do you bring into your life? I said, if you bring people into your life who are not harmonious with you, then you're not going to be a happy girl. And she was telling me how her friend calls her on a regular basis when he has a day off, and he's just always being very friendly and very wonderful to her, and that she enjoys his calls and she enjoys talking to him. And I said, be careful what it is that you enjoy. Because if what you enjoy is negative talk, then that's what you're going to have in your life. If you have positive talk, that's what you're going to have. Now, is he negative or is he positive? And I said, don't tell me. You know that for yourself. Now, I could have said to her, if your son acts up in a negative way, do you say, oh, you're so negative, you're so negative? Or do you say to your son, oh, I'm so proud of you. You're always so positive. You're always on top of everything. You really are a master. It's wonderful to have a son like you. And he would look at you and say, Mom, you don't really know what's going on, do you? And she would repeat again, I am so proud of you. You're the kind of son any mother would be proud to have, because you're always doing the right thing in the right way for the right purpose, you know, and right now. And you see, if we can say that to ourselves, and we can say that about the circumstances we have in our life, then we are going to have many wonderful fruits coming out of our pit. And if our pit is going to be just a pit of negatives, like other people might have, like we have created, then our life is going to be negatives. But if our pit is so pure and so beautiful and so wonderful and so only positive, then what's going to happen? That's the kind of thing we're going to experience in our life. We're going to experience these positive, wonderful, happy things in our life. And you say, well, the negative things are out there. No, they aren't. They're only out there if you look at them. If you look out there and you say, I'm so proud of you. You're always doing things right. You're always such a joy to me. You always bring so much happiness into my life. And your kid might look at you and think, Mother, you lost your rocker, you know. And you wouldn't say, no, I haven't. You would just say, I'm always so proud of you. You are really always a joy in my life. Regardless of what the little shyster says, you know, regardless of what the little schnook wants to come up with, you say to him, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're beautiful, you're outstanding, you're magnificent. Now, Greenwich, who used to be one of the outstanding senators, and he now works for an organization which is attempting to take a new look at teenage people. He said, with our antiquated educational system, we are teaching our teenage children to be delinquents. There is more pregnancy, there is more disease among children, sexual diseases, there's smoking and there's drugs and there's all these things that the teenagers are enjoying. And if the teenagers were allowed to finish school earlier and then get out and get into their field of business, they wouldn't do those things. Those things are just because they're bored. They're looking for something to do. They're looking for something to amuse themselves. And he points out that back in the 1900s, children went to work at the age of 13. And the United States had a big program and law that every child had to go through 12th grade. They had to go, or 8th grade or 12th, whatever it was, and they had to go through that schooling regardless of anything, even if parents needed to send the kids out to work because they didn't have enough money to eat. And the kids had to go to school. If they didn't go to school, they were called delinquents, and then the delinquency officer would come, the truancy officer, and he'd take the parents to court because they weren't keeping the kid in school. Now, the reason that they did that was they wanted to keep children out of the sweatshops, because in the 1900s, sweatshops were quite common, where little children would work 12, 15 hours a day from the age of maybe 6 or 7 years, you know. And the women did the same, and men did the same, and it was just what was done at that time. And not that it's right or wrong, but it was done. Now, that's not any longer the case. Nowadays, our children are far more intelligent than we are, because they have the internet, they have the computers, they have these things to keep them up on, and television. But television brings them up to date on a lot of stuff, and children watch a lot of things on television, good, bad, and indifferent. They watch educational programs if they want, and they do the things they want to do. And there's nobody at home to guide them, tell them they couldn't or shouldn't or better not do that. They just do. They want to amuse themselves. And so they have their girlfriends or boyfriends over, so they have their drugs that are available on the schoolyards, and they bring them home. And these things are common. But now, and it shows a picture of a little boy about 7 years old wearing a cap and gown that's dragging behind him, and he's leaving school and going off into the world. And he's going to take on the role of a young adult. And really, a lot of these kids, we read about them, we think, well, those are geniuses. They're going to college at 13 years of age, you know, and 15 and stuff. No way. That's the normal kid. If we were to inspire our children to move, then we could do it. Well, Greenwich is coming up with a recommendation to the legislatures that if children are able to finish their high school education 1 year earlier, they will be given the amount of money that it would take for that 1 year earlier, and it would go toward their college. If they finish their high school education 2 years earlier, then they'd get 2 years of college education, you know, paid for. Cool. And maybe they have 3 and 4. Wouldn't that be wonderful, you know? But what a change. What a wonderful thing to invest in. Mm-hmm. Now, they point out that the students in Japan and in China and in other countries, Germany and what have you, are far more advanced than our students here, because they are required to get going sooner. They have to make a decision as to whether they want to go to college and what they want to do, and they're expected by their parents to get good grades and do top-notch stuff. And apparently their teenage freedom isn't as great. And maybe the parents are, one parent is home with them maybe, and guiding them and directing them, which would be wonderful. But what sort of seed do you have? These people from all time who go around planting their seed and having children and then not taking care of them, what would you think of a gardener who planted seeds in his garden and then didn't take care of it? Didn't water it, didn't nurture it, didn't pull the weeds out, and didn't take care of it like it should. What would you think of him? You think, what a stupid person, what an ignoramus, what an idiot, you know, not taking care of their garden when they plant it. They planted a garden, presumably they want that garden. Well, the children today, and of yesterday too, presumably are wanted. That's why the seeds were planted. And they grew into childhood. And presumably, the parents wanted to share with them their wisdom, their genius, their knowledge. And maybe they did. But what kind of seed are you working with? You may not be having children seeds, but you have thought seeds. And these thought seeds are going around you all the time. And if your child gets out of line, you say, "I'm so proud of you. You are so wonderful. You're all." You don't say, "You stupid little shit. Get the hell out of here." You know, you don't say that. If you say that, then you encourage him to be more of a stupid little jerk, you know? And is that what you want?
No.
Okay, then you just say, "I'm so proud of you." And he'll say, "You're crazy. You know, I just messed up. I'm proud of you." Because you always try to do the right thing. You're always working on the right thing. "I'm proud of you." Well, can you say of your thoughts, "I am proud of my thoughts. I'm always thinking beautiful, uplifting, wholesome thoughts. Those are my seed thoughts." Are you always saying that about yourself? Are you saying, like a bray of a donkey, you know? Are you always looking out and saying, "It's not working right for me, it's not working right for me"? Are you always saying that?
No.
And the answer is yes. Yes, you are. Every time you come and tell me about your illness, every time you come and tell me about your problem, every time you come and tell me about your need or your want, I say to you, "What a silly, silly, silly you are. You're planting the wrong kinds of seeds." Now, if you come to me and say, "Herb, my teeth are whole and perfect. Herb, my body is whole and perfect. Herb, my thoughts are whole and perfect. Herb, I'm always thinking beautiful thoughts, wonderful thoughts." Go for it, baby. I love it. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
No. But you don't do that. Even knowing that you shouldn't, you come and you tell me your problems rather than your solutions. I will be happy to listen to your problems and think to myself, "What a stupid, stupid, stupid." You know? That's what they want. They want their problems. So I will think about your problem with you. I will think how terrible it is that you have that headache and how you don't have this or that that you want. I'll think how terrible it is. Oh, dear me. And is that what you want? No. You want me, with my positive thinking, to think positive with you, to dream with you, to see with you all the perfection that you are, the magic that you are. Every time I see any one of you come up on my screen with pictures in the background that is used as a, what do you call it?
Slideshow.
No, page maker or whatever it is.
Screensaver.
Right-o. Every time you come up with a screensaver, I think to myself, "God, Sylvia's got a good-looking complexion. She is a beautiful woman. What a wonderful woman." And then I look at Ingeborg and I say, "What a beautiful smile she has. She's just sparkling away with her smile. And sometimes she even shows her teeth." And they're her own teeth. Yes. Are they your own teeth?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. If not, you bought them anyhow.
But
they're your own teeth, right? And Ellen, whenever I see your face come up, I think, "What a magical lady. What a magical lady. Everything she touches turns to happiness and joy, and the people she meets are so fantastic. They all respect her and love her. When they see her coming in, they say, 'This is Miss Happiness coming in the door. This is Miss Joy coming in the door.'" You know what I mean?
That's
what you said. And it's true. Yeah, 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 yes, sir. Uh-huh. Well, that's all I know. So when those pictures flash on my screen, I think to myself, "What a team we have here at the university. What a team. What a joy it is to be with each one. What great seeds I have planted." And now, it's up to you guys. I see you as great seeds I've planted, fantastic, pure, and beautiful. And if you want to rot on the inside, and I can't even see that, that's silly. Just be the image that I see of you.
Sure.
Absolute perfection.
Yeah.
Absolute goodness. Absolute oneness. Does it make sense?
Right. Yes.
Whew. So, I guess we've milked that seed, haven't we?
Yeah.
Have a good evening and know I love you.
I love you.
I love you.